This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Batiste, B-A-T-I-S-T-E, first name Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, date of birth April 16, 1969, date of evaluation December 28, 2023. The referring physician, Dr. Joseph Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O, the chief complaint, abnormal EKG. The HBI. The patient is a 54-year-old male who is scheduled for right shoulder replacement, period. He is noted to have a history of industrial injury, period. He reports having fell while walking over the train track, period. He has had ongoing symptoms involving his shoulder since December 29, 2022, period. He reports pain, which he described subjectively as 9/10, period. Pain is worsened with activity, period. It is further worsened by lying on his arm, period. The pain radiates down to the right elbow, period. He stated that he suffered a tear of his bicep, which is also scheduled for repair, period. He has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, but reportedly had an abnormal ECG, period. The patient's active problems include one, right shoulder, massive rotator cuff tear, next number, chronic pain syndrome, period. The past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, left rotator cuff tear, medications, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams on daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams on daily, meloxicam 50 milligrams on daily, allergies, lisinopril results in cough, family history, father died with emphysema, and further had coronary artery disease. He was status post coronary artery bypass grafted. Mother died of atherosclerosis. Social history, he denied cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 147/91, pulse 86, respiratory rate of 20, height 12.5 inches, weight 382 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. H-E-E-N-T, head is atraumatic, normal palate, pupil equal round, reactive to light accommodation, clear is clear, extra optimal blood hack. Oral cavity is unremarkable. Neck is noted to be supple. No adenopathy is noted. No diatomagnet presence. Chest demonstrates normal exertion. Lungs reveal scattered bronchi. Cardiovascular regular rhythm with normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 or S4 present. No JVD is noted, carotids reveal normal upstroke and volume, radial pulses are normal, abdomen is obese, no masses or tendon is noted, no organomegaly present. The extremities reveal trace sitting edema, musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction, there's decreased range of motion present, period. Data review, ECG reveals sinus rhythm of 79 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. MRI of the right shoulder reveals full thickness, nearly full with tears of the supraspinatus, and inputs from a descendant from the insertion retracted to the level of the glenoid. There is mild generalized muscle atrophy, period. The humeral head is superiorly translated due to the full thickness rotator cuff tear abutting the acromion. Small glenohumeral joint effusions communicate with the subacromial subdeltoid bursa to the full thickness rotator cuff tear. Left tear of the labrum. There's mild degenerative disease of the glenohumeral joint. The biceps long head tendons demonstrate a full thickness tear from the labral ankle and is distally retracted into the bicipital groove. Moderate degenerative disease of the acromioclavicular articular joint abutting the supraspinatus. The impression, 54-year-old male with industrial injury to the right shoulder. He has chronic pain syndrome, period. He further is noted to have full thickness tear, period. Patient is now anticipated to have surgery, period. He is noted to be mildly obese, blood pressure mildly elevated. However, there are no contraindications to proceeding, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for staying. Recommendations: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.